Muffed is on a season that didn't click. Let's talk about why. Muffed! Malik Nabers finished 2025 as the number 102 wide receiver in total PPR scoring, and he didn't even play enough games to qualify for the per-game leaderboard. Brutal headline for what was supposed to be his year two leap. Instead, Nabers played exactly 4 games before his season ended, and the Giants spent the rest of the year cycling through Jackson Dart at quarterback while Wandale Robinson led the team in receiving with 92 catches for 1,014 yards. When Nabers was on the field, he was the centerpiece, but 4 games is 4 games, and that's the entire fantasy story for 2025. Now let's dig into the numbers. In his 4 appearances, Nabers caught 18 passes for 271 yards and 2 touchdowns on 35 targets, nearly 9 targets a game and a 27% average target share, genuine alpha receiver usage. His average air yard share was 44%. When the Giants threw deep, Nabers was the read. He averaged 14.3 PPR points per game, but that average hides everything because this was boom or bust in its purest form. Week 2 in Dallas, he went off for 9 catches, 167 yards, and 2 scores, 37.7 PPR points. The other 3 games, 12.1, then 3.3, then 4.0. One monster outing carried more than half his season total, and outside of that Dallas explosion, he never cleared 13 PPR points. The usage said number 1 receiver, the production said 1 elite ceiling game stapled to 3 quiet ones, then the game stopped entirely. The season's identity lives in that Dallas game, specifically the 4th quarter, Giants down 34-30, 33 seconds left, 1st and 10 from the Dallas 48. Russell Wilson dropped back from the shotgun and threw deep right to Nabers, who caught it in stride for a 48-yard touchdown. That was Nabers at full power, the air yards monster, the deep target, the receiver this offense was built around. It's also the only game all year where the ceiling actually showed up. 4 games, 1 explosion, and a fantasy ranking that doesn't reflect the talent, just the availability. Muffed! Nabers finished as the number 102 wide receiver in total PPR on the strength of one massive Dallas performance and not much else. With a 4-game sample that ended early, the clearest weakness the data exposed wasn't talent or usage, it was the volatility around that one big game, with 3 of his 4 outings landing under 13 PPR points despite a 27% target share. That's Malik Nabers' 2025. One quick note, if you want this same treatment for every player on your fantasy roster every week, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.